A lot of us like to have control in life. It's usually a good thing to be somewhat in control of your life, not controlling of other people, but just in control of your life, your destiny, what you're doing, what your intents are. It's a good feeling to have in most cases. Something that many people are not very comfortable with is not having control, especially when it comes to the ghostly interactions in our life. And quite often, these interactions are completely beyond our control. They may pop up in ways that we least expect them to. We don't always have to be dabbling in something dark or questionable to have a spirit come into our life. Sometimes it's simply because you visited a location. Now, guess what? You got an attachment. Because your family may own something. Guess what? You got a ghost. Because you moved into a new house. Guess what? You got a ghost. Because you're studying for an exam and daydream. Guess what? You are a ghost. Those are some of the scenarios that play out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. What do you do when a dark spirit has attached itself to your life? Is there ever a way to truly break free from that grip? Also, a family owns a large property that is inhabited by both the living and the dead. Sometimes the dead make for better tenants than the living. Also, cupboards opening, strange noises, and overall feeling of never being alone. That's what one family has to accept as they realize that the new house they just got into, it's haunted. And a woman is transported into the cockpit of a crashing aircraft while she's daydreaming, only to snap onto that and realize, what the hell? This wasn't a daydream at all. She just went somewhere where a tragedy was in fact taking place. Those stories and more in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's EPP bonus episode number 285. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When you have an attachment. Now, I'm not talking about an attachment to a device. I'm talking about a ghostly, spiritual, demonic, positive, whatever it may be. Something that is attached to you that you can't see, but you damn well know it's there, because it will not leave you alone. Plagues you in the middle of the night. You see shadows out of the corner of your eye. You hear things you can't explain, and you have an overwhelming feeling of dread that comes on regularly, and you can't shake it. And there's no logical, by our current logical standards, as to why you're feeling like this, other than what society would look at and say, you're crazy. But you know you're not. Your doctors know you're not. And your friends and family know you're not as well. You know there is something there having this influence on your life. What do you do? Is there anything you can do? Is it a maintenance thing where you have to learn to live with it? So many questions when someone is plagued by an attachment. In our next story, we hear about that. We hear about a woman who has an attachment of some sort that seems to have come on while visiting her father in the mountains. An attachment that follows her all the way home and doesn't let go. Take a listen. I've always had experiences in my life. They started as a kid when I lived in my grandmother's house. I had noises, shadow figures, pinches, voices, etc. Then I grew up and pushed all of it out of my head until 2 years ago. So I went to visit my father for a week with my kids. I hadn't been there in years, but basically he lives on top of a mountain. He does have decently close neighbors for being out in the middle of nowhere, but his home is surrounded by woods on all sides. Anyways, the first night I put my boys to bed and then I always do what I do. Sat up watching TV with my dad. He always stayed up late till at least 3 a.m. and I sleep on the couch, so we were up quite late. He shuts everything off and goes to his room. I ended up staying where I was on the love seat this night. Stretched my legs out, and my feet were sitting on the arm of the love seat. I was awoken by someone lightly rubbing a finger up and down my feet. I look and there's no one there. It's an open area. And then, while squinting my eyes through the cracks, I could see someone dart away. I moved my eyes around a few times and my feet, but it would come back. So I just moved them, curled into a ball, and went back to sleep. Morning comes around and I speak to my dad. I said, "Hey, the weirdest thing happened to me last night." And I told him. He started smiling and laughing. He said there's only one person that would do that. He told me it was my Uncle Ralph, who had passed away when I was 5, and he had conversations. He'd always told him, when you die, he could tickle your feet or something to let him know that he's there on the other side. And after my uncle passed, my dad said that he did just exactly that, exactly what I described I told him to do. I was oddly comforted. I used to go to my uncle's all the time as a kid and run around with his kids. He was such an amazing guy. This isn't where this weekend ends, though. I wish it was. Now, as I said, my dad lives on top of a mountain. Every day, put my youngest to bed at 7:30-ish. It was summer, so it was still light outside. After I put him to bed, I walked about a mile or so down the road and come back before getting my other son ready for bed. Now, there's woods everywhere, deer, foxes, black bears, etc. I usually only run into deer, but cars scare them off, or they just are in the field. This day was something I'd never seen or felt before. On my walk, I'd almost made it back to my dad's, maybe about 8-ish minutes left to my walk, but all of a sudden I see this dark mass slowly cross the road and across to my side. I stopped in my tracks and was trying to figure out what it was. I quickly realized it wasn't an animal. Things were oddly quiet when I took my headphones out of my ears. I watched it cross and go to the woods, and I just felt so much dread and a heavy feeling. I knew I had to cross here to get home. I couldn't avoid it. So I crossed the road to the opposite side. As I get closer, the worse the dread is. My chest is heavier. I can feel it watching me, although I cannot see it anywhere. As I pass it, I feel like I'm being chased. Something in me told me I needed to run, and I wasn't so safe. So I sprinted to my dad's house, and I could feel it on me all the way until my dad's door. I get inside and I sit. I'm trying to tell my dad what happened. Once I caught my breath and started to tell him, I stopped mid-sentence because I watched a black orb come from the window behind him, circle his head, and go into him. I legit couldn't speak, and tears were streaming down my face. My dad had asked what was wrong, and I couldn't speak. After that, zero activity while I was there. And I thought, okay, things are good. It was wrong. Once I get to my house, I couldn't breathe. Felt like I was coughing so much, but I knew I wasn't sick. It was just very, very odd. My boyfriend's cousin had always told me she was a witch. I never put much thought into it, but I told her what I was experiencing and what happened at my dad's. She made me come over immediately and said it's very important. She put me in a salt circle, saged me, sprinkled things on me while saying some things. Suddenly, I started puking. But after, I wasn't feeling the heaviness. From what she said, the sickness was my body trying to combat the negative energy attached to me. I thought this was where it all ended. And I was wrong. A few days passed, and suddenly my youngest is freaking out and won't sleep in his room. He said a man is in there. Poor kid won't even go into his room without a fight. Then not only that, but I'm a light sleeper, and I'd be woken every night hearing footsteps. My cabinets opening and closing. The footsteps would be going around my house and stopping right at my door, and I'd feel that dread. I'd just stare at my door waiting for it to open. Happened nightly. But then suddenly it would get to the point where I couldn't be in my room, even going to watch TV. I was being watched. I felt a heaviness. I couldn't sleep because it was over the top of me and I could feel it. And that's where we're going to stop the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of it, become an extra podcast person. $5 a month is all it is. You get the rest of this episode and all 285 bonus episodes in their entirety. You also get advanced episodes of our program ad-free. And then you get those weeks before they go to the public. Just sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories or on our website, ghostpodcast.com. In it, you're going to hear about a family who owns a large property that's inhabited by both the living and the dead. Also, cupboards opening, strange noises, and an overall feeling of being alone. That's what one family has to accept as they move into a new house. And a woman transported into the cockpit of a crashing aircraft as it's going down. This happens in a daydream. Turns out, it's happening simultaneously in real life as well. How did she get there? What did she see? We'll talk about all that in EPP 285 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Get it at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
When the silver of this winter night is shining in drops of ice, and I crawl into my bed, and the clouds won't help me. We keep the voice down, those voices inside my